whether it be to kings, kings as supreme, or governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God that with dwells doing, hold on, let me start over here. For so it is the will of God that with well doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. No matter who the dictator may be, no matter how much power he has, we submit ourselves to God's holy and divine will. As free and not using your liberty for a cloak of malice, but as a servant of God. Verse 17 tells us, honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to do good, not only to the good and gentle, but also to those who forward. That those the mean ones. Those the ones that do wrong. And this is the interesting part. Verse 19. For this is thankworthiness. How can it be thankworthy when somebody doing you wrong? Huh? When you ain't done no wrong. Man, but it's all about God's will. It's all about his will. It's not about me and what I have to endure. See, I need you to understand the directions that God give us. That road is straight and narrow, literally meaning that it's difficult. It's rough. When you walk the straight and narrow line, you're going to run into some hardships. Life is not going to be easy. You're going to suffer some things, and you're going to suffer them unjustly. But that's praise to God. When you are willing to suffer wrong by acknowledging his will. Watch what he says. He says, for this is thankworthy if a man's conscience toward God endures grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if when ye be buffeted for your fault. When ye be buffeted for your fault, ye shall take it patiently. But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable to God. Who are we out to please? Who are we out to honor? Who are we out to praise? When we do suffer, and we suffer for the right reason, God gets the praise. And that's who this is all about. You can't navigate through this life unless you run into some hardships. You can't continue to walk with God and take the easy way out. This is about God's business and your office. The Pharisees, as I conclude this part, I got such great examples for you. They wanted to sit in Moses' seat, but they did not want the pressure and the struggle that Moses had on his shoulder. They wanted the glory, the honor, and the power. They wanted to tell you what to do, but they did not want to do it themselves. I'm here to assure you that we have to respect the office, but we can denounce the wickedness. Respect the office and denounce the wickedness. For God did establish the seat of Moses. In Ezra chapter 10, we can read about how Ezra was made to sit in the seat of Moses. But we can also read about great heroes of the Bible who had to go through tremendous struggles in order to do God's will. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 24 and look at verses 4 through 7. This is when Saul was pursuing David. Saul went after David with a vengeance. He was out to destroy him. But I need to know what respect David had for the office of the king. Watch what he says in verse 4 in 1 Samuel chapter 24. He says, "And the men of David said unto him, Behold, the day of which the Lord said unto thee, Behold, I will deliver thy enemies into thy hands, that thou mayest do to him as it shall seem good unto thee." They're going back and they're quoting David, quoting what David said to them about his enemies and how God was going to deliver his enemies into his hand. Now watch as we read here, "that thou may do to him as it shall seem good. Then David arose and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe." Cut it off. "And it came to pass afterwards that David's heart smote him because he had cut off Saul's robe." What, you getting upset because you cut off the man's robe? Come on. You're just proving a point. I can get at you anytime I want to. It's not how we are. We'll do little underminded things to let folks know that, hey, we can get at them. Huh? Come on, y'all know I'm telling you the truth. We say little things to hurt folks' feelings. We patronize people to bring shame on them. But yet we see here David's heart being broken because he touched God's anointed. Man, who put the Saul in power? God did. Respect the office. Respect the office, folks. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. No matter who's in power, we need to respect that position. Something that I've learned. If you want respect, you have to give it. You ain't going to get no respect by cussing folks out. You're not going to get any respect by doing undermined things and patronizing people and talking behind their back. That's not gaining respect. You lose respect. David here got an opportunity to smote Saul, to kill him, but all he did was cut off his skirt. And watch what he says in verse 6. "And he said unto his men, Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master." What? David, this man is trying to kill you and you calling him master? I'm calling him the higher power. I'm calling him, even though he's wicked, even though he's extremely jealous, even though he hates me, I'm still recognizing him as my Lord. Why? Because that does God good to see his servant willing to go through the changes of doing what's right. That means you got some good business going on for yourself. You're operating according to God's will, my friend. Look what he says. Lost my spot. I'll get there. Verse 8. Verse 6 again. And he said unto his men, the Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch forth my hands against him, seeing he is the anointed one of God. So David stayed his servants with these words and suffered them not to rise against Saul. Don't you do anything to Saul. Let God handle that business. That's respecting the office. Now let's denounce the wickedness. Go to Daniel chapter 3, verse 16 through 18, and the lesson will be yours. This is talking about three young men, three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Oh boy, three fine fellows. And they were in the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. And Nebuchadnezzar had built this huge statue of himself. And verse 16 says, Shadrach and Abednego answered and said to the king, first of all, I want you to understand they recognize that he was the king. They respect the office. They respect the position of power. He said, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this manner. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. Wait. The king wants you to bow down and worship the statue, the golden image. How many times have we bowed down and worshiped something we know we shouldn't have worshiped, or gave allegiance to something that we know we shouldn't have given allegiance to? How many times have we pledged our loyalty to that which we knew was wrong? You know, here we take it lightly sometimes. When we give our loyalty to organizations, to people, to things, we compromise what we believe that God has saved. How many times have we given our money towards an organization that we thought was good, but yet we found out later that it supports homosexuality? What about pro-life organizations? Pro-life, but yet they are killing babies every day. What about these things here that we have given our allegiance to? Let me assure you, my friend, we need to respect the king, but we need to denounce the wickedness as these boys. They didn't care about the fiery furnace. They didn't care about what the king had told them to do. The only thing that they cared about was doing God's will. That's a straight and narrow way. That's conducting God's business. That's using your office, your body, to please God and not mankind. But yet they spoke out, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king.
respect your own body as your office and operate according to God. But denounce the evil that wants to work within you. Because if you're a Christian, that doesn't mean that the devil is going to try to put something into your head, try to get you to commit to some unworthy